And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Brandon Flores, Director of Gear Up. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you doing?
So did you survive your holidays?
I survived, yeah, and enjoyed it.
Now you've got to get back into the swing of things.
Oh, yes.
So tell us what's going on with the Gear Up program.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. I just wanted to inform all the parents and students out there that we have two new Gear Up advisors who are now part of our team. One of our advisors, Trenton Wilson, is at Carbon High School. He could be found in room C6 or in the library from 11 to 4 p.m. each day. We also have another new advisor at Emory High School. Her name is Andy Mead. Really excited to have her as well. And she could be found in the library at Emory High School in the Gear Up office from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
So are they like brand new to the Gear Up program, or have they been working with the program before?
Yeah, so each of them comes with a lot of experience in education, working with the youth or career services and things like that. But none of them have been in Gear Up before, so they're new to the Gear Up program.
And they're excited and ready.
Oh, yes.
That's usually the case. All right, so what else do we have coming up?
Yeah, so on February 3rd, we're taking Gear Up students on a field trip to Colorado Mesa University, where we'll go on a campus tour, have a chance to check out the dorms over there, eat lunch on campus, and so it should be a lot of fun. So if you want to find out more about that, you could definitely visit our website at usueastern.edu/price/GearUp. Or you can talk to a Gear Up advisor and they can get you the permission slip.
So is that just a daytime visit to the Colorado Mesa?
Yeah. So we'll be there the entire day. We'll leave early in the morning and come back later on in the evening. We'll feed them lunch and dinner.
They'll have a day there. Yeah. I think people forget it's only 2 hours there. Like, even though it's in a whole nother state, it's only 2 hours. It's not that far away.
That's
so
right.
That's definitely an ideal place to go to college. You're not that far from home. Still close, but...
Yeah, and I received a question earlier from some of the students. They were asking if we were doing more college field trips, and we will be doing more field trips throughout the semester. We'll be going to Weber State as well as Utah State University and Logan. So keep an eye out for that.
Yep, and you'll come back and let me know those dates as well.
I will.
Okay, so tell me about this, because we were talking about this a little bit before we got on. The third annual diversity conference. Tell me a little bit about this and what people can expect for people that may not know.
Yeah, so February 17th is the annual diversity and inclusion conference. It's held at USU Eastern each year. And what that is it's an opportunity for members of the community, people who work for businesses or companies, as well as for students to come in and gain some insight on how to better serve the needs of our diverse community. It's a lot more diverse than you might think it is. And so our goal is to really help everyone to be more educated on specific needs, whether it be needs of students or just any person in general. We're really diverse here in Price, and we want to be able to address any variety of needs that might come up. And so it's a good opportunity. It looks good on your resumes. If you're in the part of the social work, you can get CEU credits. And so everyone, come on out and check it out.
So are you going to have different workshops or lectures going on as well?
Yeah, so there will be different workshops. There'll be a keynote speaker. His name is Dr. Brian Hotchkins. And he used to work over at the University of Utah, and I know he works at a university in Texas now, so he'll be joining us on that day. He'll be doing the keynote presentation, and he will also be talking about race issues, and it's a part of a workshop.
So is there a cost to go and attend this diversity conference? Yeah, they need to register?
If you're a USU Eastern faculty member, staff, or any student from any high school or from the college, it's free. For community members, it's only $10. And for if you're looking to get that social work CEU credit, it's only $25 to do that, which is quite a bargain.
Right. Now you have you opened it up to where different businesses or merchants could come, or even agencies that do things could come and set up booths.
Exactly.
Are you still doing that?
Not for the booths. Yeah, we're not setting up booths or anything like that, but it's an opportunity for them just to come in and participate in those workshops.
Okay.
Yeah, and then listen to the speaker. We will provide lunch, and if people want to come, we encourage them to register at usueastern.edu/price/CDI/conference.
All right, perfect. And one more thing. This is the last chance for seniors that are graduating this year. If you're like some people that wait the last minute, it's okay. There's nothing bad about it, but yeah. Tell us about this day.
Yeah, so we're real excited. On February 17th is an opportunity for all the seniors out there to come in. Catch up on any application that they've been slacking on, whatever the application might be.
That's a nice way of get in there and get it taken care of.
Get it there and get it done. That's the motto. So, yeah, we want everybody to show up, and parents are more than welcome to come to that. I'll be providing more information about the location, the exact times later on, but you can expect a majority of the day going on even until later in the evening.
And it's for sure going to be on that February 17th.
It will for sure be on February 17th, yes.
Okay, so definitely mark your calendars. More details will come later because Brandon will come back and see me and let me know. So,
All right,
so is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Just thank you so much and for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and letting us know what's going on. So the Gear Up has got new advisors, Trenton Wilson at Carbon High School, Andy Mead at Emory High. So very informative individuals. If you have any questions about the Gear Up program, go see them. And then, of course, the Gear Up program is scheduled, field trip is scheduled for February 3rd to Colorado Mesa University. That should be lots of fun for the students. And then mark your calendar for the annual Diversity Inclusion Conference. Now, that's going to take place on the campus of USU Eastern. That is going to be on February 17th. There is a cost for that. Not very much, but it'll be definitely something you want to go and attend. And then also happening on February 17th is Gear Up Senior College Catch-Up Day. This is your time to get in any paperwork done that you may need to head on off to college, whether it's admissions, FAFSA, all that good stuff, because you want to get it in so you can go to school. All right, Brandon, thank you so much for coming by. You'll be back to see me in February when we'll have more details.
Sounds good.
All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.